Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I saw Jorge Garcia, who plays Hurley from Lost, walking into the dressing room at a TV show.
I found a secret tunnel that leads out to the jungle.
I love that show. My wife and I watch it on the tour bus after the show every night. So I was like, I got to get a picture with him. And then later, I was looking at the picture and just looking at his face, there was so much warmth and love coming off of it. And he was so charismatic. It made me feel great. So we just zoomed in on his face and cropped me out of the picture altogether. And there's our album cover. And we just called it Hurley because we figured that's what people were going to call it.
Someday we'll cut our critics down to size.
Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Weezer Day by Day. This is episode number 8 about their 8th studio album called Hurley, released in 2010. So after Ratitude received, I guess, a lukewarm response, well, and deservedly so, in December 2009, it was revealed that Weezer were no longer signed to Geffen Records, so it was the end of an era. But the band was still together, they were still working on new material, and they announced that they would be releasing another album reasonably soon. They just weren't sure who would be releasing it or how it would be coming out. But eventually, Weezer signed a deal with the indie label Epitaph. So that was Bad Religion's label. And Epitaph had its greatest success with The Offspring. But, you know, by the time they signed Weezer, the label had been around for a long time and had had a lot of success for an indie label. So Weezer started working on their next album, and then in the middle of the process, they scrapped the whole thing, started over, and then finished the second version or attempt at an album in a matter of weeks, I guess. It was in December, so the same month that it was announced that they were no longer with Geffen, that there was the bus crash when they were on tour supporting Ratitude. The bus skidded off an icy road in Glen, New York, and Rivers was pretty severely injured, 3 cracked ribs and some internal bleeding, and they canceled the remainder of the tour. Luckily, his wife and daughter, infant daughter, who were on the bus, they were okay. A quote from Rivers from Rolling Stone in 2014, "Lying on the floor of the bus, I couldn't move, could barely breathe. I didn't know if I was going to live." So that was a pretty traumatic experience, but they bounced back, you know, finished this album, released it with Epitaph. So the title of the album, Hurley, of course, was a character on the show Lost, and the actor who played Hurley, George Garcia, his face is the album cover. And that picture is actually a picture of George with Rivers Cuomo that was taken backstage at Lopez Tonight, George Lopez's talk show, I guess, where Weezer and George Garcia were taping segments for different shows, but they were there on the same day. And I guess Rivers and his wife had been watching Lost on the bus, and he was excited to meet George, and they took a picture together, and then they just cropped George's face. They cropped Rivers out of that picture and just used George's face, basically, from that picture for their album cover and called the album Hurley. Basically, Rivers implied that they weren't going to name the album Hurley, but then they wanted to have just George's face because Rivers liked that picture so much. They wanted to use that for the cover, and then they were like, everyone's going to call it Hurley anyways, so we'll just name it that. All right, let's get into this album. Hurley opens with a song written just by Rivers, which is something I've been harping on, that I don't understand why Rivers needs all these co-writes. Well, this song doesn't really prove my point because it's not that great. I don't know what happens with artists, how they lose it, or is it just change? They change their approach, they change as people. I don't hate this song. It's better than anything on the last two albums, probably. The bridge is all right. I mean, this is okay, but it sure doesn't measure up to what we know that Rivers is capable of, or was capable of. I mean, I don't know how that works, but the song's all right. Second song on the album is called Ruling Me, co-written by Rivers and Dan Wilson from Semisonic. So parts of this song sound like Weezer, but the chorus is just very generic. Sounds more like an Avril Lavigne song or some shit than Weezer. So Dan Wilson just helping Rivers to churn out this generic attempt at modern rock radio bullshit, and that's sad. Alright, the third song on Hurley is called Train Wrecks, and this was co-written by Rivers and Desmond Child, so now we are really bringing in the song doctors, the professional co-writers. The idea of Rivers writing a song with Desmond Child, I have to admit I like that idea, but this song is not very good. So I don't know what the hell they were going for, but they definitely didn't try to write Living on a Prayer. I guess this is the first song that Rivers wrote after the tour bus crash, so I don't know if that informed the kind of it's not a very upbeat or celebratory song. I don't like this song. People love to tell us what to do. Track 4 on the album is called Unspoken. A quote from Rivers: the song was written right after he got married, after living alone for many years. And then having everything exactly how I wanted it, suddenly I'm living with somebody else and I have to start making compromises in my lifestyle. And boy, part of my mind was really unhappy about having the compromise. It was just a real adjustment coming from my previous lifestyle. So I don't know what to say about this song. I think a major factor in Weezer going down the toilet, as I've already pointed out, is Rivers' switch from writing melodies to writing lyrics. So that quote about him talking about what this song is about, if you remember when people were asking him what the songs were about on the Green Album and Maladroit, he didn't know, because he was writing melodies, not lyrics. And this song is pretty awful.
I can feel those metal chains and the holding back, the hope that keeps me sane. I can fight back, yes I can, 'cause I'm strong enough to show you I'm a man. And I hate what you do when your poison seeps through and you're laughing at me. And if you take this away from me, I'll never forgive you. Can't
you? Track 5. Now, already from the song title, we know this is gonna suck. It's called Where's My Sex? A quote from Rivers. I can't remember now if it was my 2-year-old daughter that said it, or my wife said it, or my wife told me that my daughter said it. It was one of those three things. One of them accidentally said, "Where's my sex?" instead of "Where's my socks?" They couldn't find their socks. And when I heard them say, "Where's my sex?" I just thought, that's a cool song title right there. So I went and started writing like crazy, and I wrote all the lyrics. First, I wrote it about socks. Like the song is about trying to find your socks and how terrible it is when you're not wearing socks. And then I just went back and changed a few letters in the word, and it became a totally different animal. So this song was co-written by a guy named Greg Wells. Now, I think Greg Wells is an interesting example of how these songwriters slash producers end up where they end up. So he's a Canadian. Started out in Toronto, and when he was just 17, he was a studio musician, and he ended up joining Kim Mitchell's band. So Kim Mitchell had been in a band called Max Webster, pretty big in Canada, I think. And his first solo album had the song Go for Soda on it. Greg Wells joins after that, and he's on keyboards and backing vocals on Kim Mitchell's album Rockland, toured Canada several times with Kim Mitchell. Actually won the award for Best Keyboardist at the 1990 Toronto Music Awards. So he's very young, he's in Kim Mitchell's band. Kim Mitchell is a famous musician, at least in Canada. Greg Wells then moves to California. He actually was a string arranger for Prince, and he was a studio musician, I think playing piano. And then he joined Katie Lang's band. So he's gone from Kim Mitchell to Katie Lang. Now he's in LA, and he's a studio guy, and he starts writing songs. And he co-writes a song for Aerosmith's album 9 Lives. He co-writes a song for Celine Dion. He produces Rufus Wainwright. So he's doing all kinds of stuff. He ends up eventually producing the One Republic song Apologize. So that's a huge hit in 2007. And then he just, you know, he enters this world of songwriter producer. So he goes from Canadian teenager playing with Kim Mitchell to, you know, producing the Greatest Showman soundtrack, or working with Taylor Swift for the Cats soundtrack. So just a weird career trajectory. And then this guy ends up co-writing this song with Rivers Cuomo for Hurley, and it's terrible.
Hey Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Track 6 on Hurley is called Runaway, written by Rivers Cuomo with Ryan Adams. So Rivers is just running through this entire list of co-writers. Why would a songwriter who has proven himself to be absolutely brilliant need all these co-writers? I keep harping on this, but it just baffles me. And when you have all these co-writers coming through, just this parade of song doctors or whatever, you end up with an album like this that sounds generic instead of sounding like Weezer. And you end up with a song like this, which sucks. Track 7, Hang On, written by Rivers Cuomo and Rick Knowles. So holy shit, another of these song doctors from the 80s. This guy co-wrote Heaven is a Place on Earth, among many others. So this album is one song doctor after another, but these patients are crashing. This song is a bland piece of crap. Weirdly, actor Michael Cera plays mandolin. I guess that makes this song super bad. Track 8, song called Smart Girls. Rivers co-wrote this with Tony Kanal from No Doubt. He's the guy who Don't Speak is about. And somebody else called Jimmy Harry co-wrote this song. And I guess played guitar on it. I did not bother to find out who Jimmy Harry is. Sorry about that. So Rivers, during this period, was using Twitter to compile random thoughts. One of these thoughts was, quote, where did all these hot girls come from? And that ended up a lyric in this song. Cuomo told Huck magazine in 2011, "That was a tweet. I didn't give any context for it, but I was talking about girls tweeting at me. Where were they when I was single? So, it sure would be nice to hear a song that sounds like Weezer on this Weezer album, instead of a song that sounds like some stupid random shit that might get some radio play for a week, then sink without a trace." Track 9 is called Brave New World, written by Rivers Cuomo and Linda Perry, of course. Of course we needed Linda Perry as well, since we're running through the entire list of co-writers. Rivers said that this song was his response to the rest of the band's unwillingness to explore new genres. They were right, Rivers. I agree with them. Why not just be Weezer? This album is a depressing collection of bullshit. Track 10, the album ends with a song called Time Flies. Time does not fly when you listen to this album, it drags. This song, like most of this album, is unlistenable. I would argue that this album, Hurley, is an exercise in what not to do. When you're Rivers Cuomo, when you're talented, when you're a great artist, do not bring in a bunch of songwriters to mass produce, quote, hits, or I don't know the motivation, but why does Rivers need all this help? And also, it's not helping. We'll find out what happens next in the downfall of Weezer tomorrow when we talk about everything will be all right in the end. Will it?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.